Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, we are pleased to debut the Paul Wilborn Show. A lot of you know Paul as executive director of the Palladium. I know Paul as a very well-known reporter, but it is his books and his writing that really is amazing. So Bookends Ebor at Gasparilla Distillery, 2102 East 4th Avenue, Thursday on April 18th. Paul is going to be debuting and redebuting his book, Cigar City Tales from 1980. So, Paul, I'm going to just let you take over the show. This is your show.
God, I love having a show. This is so exciting. Thank you, Danette. And I'm doing the show in a bikini. I just thought you'd like to know that because this is radio and I look great.
Woohoo!
I've been toning up and working out, so we're very excited to be here in downtown St. Pete. And so, yeah, what's happening in this little episode, and thanks for having me, is that I put out a book in 2019 called Cigar City, and it did really well. It won a gold medal in the Florida Book Awards in that year. And so we brought out a brand new big edition in March of 2020, and of course it went nowhere because it was March of 2020 and the whole world shut down. So we're at the fifth anniversary, and I'm relaunching the book with a bunch of appearances over the next 6-8 months. And the first one is this April 18th, and it's really was a book inspired by the years I spent in Ybor City in the 80s, even though it's fiction. Because, you know, who can remember their lives in the 80s? I know the big parts, but I can't remember the specifics. Plus, I just wanted to write fiction. These are all characters who should have been there or were inspired by people who were there. And, you get to the end of a book and you go, what was this book really about? And I realized it's about that period of your life where you're sort of just out of college and you're still got one foot planted in your parents' world and one foot planted in the future. And you are free to make these choices. It's kind of a real fun, also crazy time in your life. But everybody in the book is in that era.
You were a co-founder of the Artists and Writers Ball. Now, I was in San Diego when the punk scene was happening, mm-hmm. and it was very much like, I believe, Ybor City was. But tell us about the history and photos from this ball and what it was like back then.
Yeah, you know, Ybor was where my great-grandparents immigrated when they came from Sicily, but by the 80s, it was empty, and artists were moving in. And because of USF Graphic Studio, a lot of big-name 1980s artists like Rauschenberg and Rosenquist and Malcolm Morley and others were coming to Ybor, and they were working at USF. So the scene was very similar to probably what you saw out there. It was definitely almost identical to what was happening in the East Village in downtown New York then. I say the only difference was that they had heroin and they all died and we didn't, so we all lived to tell about it. And we threw giant parties in these empty clubs in Ybor, really so our bands would have a place to play and we could get this scene together, and thousands of people showed up, and we would sell 3,000 tickets to these things in costume balls, and it was just really a fun, wild time. And, you know, we didn't have a 501c3. We didn't have insurance. We didn't have it. We just hoped no one died. That was our motto, you know, and it worked.
You're still here to talk about it. You know, Cigar City, Tales from 1980s, Creative Ghetto. Why don't you read us a little excerpt from that, and then we're going to go back and talk about some of the characters that you knew.
All right. Well, we planned a lot of these parties at a restaurant called the Don Quixote, and I used that restaurant, and I created a female character who gets a job there because she's been stranded in Ybor by her bad boyfriend. And the job was offered by the Lothario owner, but his wife really ran the place, and she was a long-suffering woman who was in the kitchen. And my character, Katrina, shows up for work really early and meets this cook who thinks her husband has brought this cute little girl in for his own purposes. So the woman at the counter was muscling a carving knife through a fat onion, her simple cotton dress soaked in sweat. Like the stove behind her, the woman was squat and solid. Her dress and stained apron could have been wrapping a block of wood. She was quietly crying. "Are you okay?" Katrina asked. Startled, the woman turned suddenly, wiping away some tears with the back of her hand. She didn't speak, only glared at Katrina, her hair hidden inside a black net, her narrow lips pressed together. "I'm Katrina, the new waitress. Santiago told me to be here at 10, but I wanted to come early. He told me my husband says a lot of things," she said, her words coming out cold and deliberate. your husband? He also doesn't say a lot of things. The woman's face didn't soften. Instead, she turned back to her chopping, the flesh of the onion giving way to her silver blade with a moist ka-chunk. Are you the chef? Your food, I mean, I wanted to work here because I fell in love with your food. I've never tasted anything like it. The woman turned back, fresh onion tears wringing her eyes. I'm a cook, not a chef. Katrina flashed her best Midwestern smile. I'd love to know how you do what you do if you'd teach me. So you can steal mi esposo and take over my job? 4 years of high school Spanish had been helpful since Katrina had moved to this place. I wouldn't do either of those things, Katrina said. Besides, I've sworn off men. ¿Por qué? I don't know. They are beyond my control. I don't like that. The woman stared for a long moment at Katrina, her face slowly unclenched, and she almost chuckled. She picked up a large onion and held it out in her palm. Esta cebolla is like a man. Thin skin. He thinks he's deep, but each layer is just like the one before, and he will make you cry absolutamente. She held up the big knife. Mi nombre es María, ¿y tú? Katrina. So, Katrina, want to chop up a few men?
Paul Wilborn, author of Cigar City, Tales from the 1980s Creative Ghetto. Florida Hustle is his newest book, and it'll be exciting. You're going to be talking at Tombolo Books, too, as well? Is that coming up?
We're going to do Tombolo's going to be part of this relaunch. We had a huge launch for Cigar City and for Florida Hustle there, and we're going to be at the Photo Museum in Ybor and at the Tracy Medulla's Gallery in Ybor, and we're going to be doing four or five things, also appearing at the new Tampa Performing Arts Center all over the next 6-8 months. Some of those dates are still a little bit in flux, but the April 18th is firm, and we're going to be talking about Ybor, talking about the Artisan Writers Ball, and reading from this book.
Who do you recall and remember who's no longer with us that you'd like to pay homage to today on your show?
Well, you know, I dedicated this book to the great photographer Bud Lee, who moved to Ybor and really became the guru of our whole scene. He just inspired everybody. He was a wonderful photographer for Esquire and Life and Look, and a real artist. And we sort of were followed in his footsteps, and he helped. If not for him, we probably wouldn't have done all the great, amazing things we did. And he died just about the year. He had a massive stroke when I returned to Tampa in 2003 and died a few years later. But he was just the most amazing guy, and I dedicate everything to him.
When you look at Ybor City now and you look at the streets that you walk down, the streets of Cigar City and where the tales were, do you see any of the same views?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think Ybor's gone through a lot of incarnations, and for a while it was sort of low-rent Bourbon Street. But Ybor is really coming back, and there are wonderful arts communities now, and artists are moving back there, and I'm really inspired by it. Daryl Shaw, who's developing a lot of it, had me for lunch and said, how do we recreate that feeling of the 80s and 90s in Ybor? And I said, find somebody about 30 years old and who's really got talent and turn them loose. And he's kind of done that.
The Artisan Writers Ball, I just would love to see us recreate that again. Is there a chance that it's going to come back for the relaunch, the five-year anniversary of Cigar City?
You know, I think some things are better left in the past. There have been a couple of attempts to bring it back, and it's so tepid, and we all sort of got older, and it just doesn't resonate. I mean, I will say we threw a party that was called Hot Night in Havana, much like it was an Artisan Writers Ball spinoff, and that became WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave, and they're still doing that. And for a little feel of what our parties were like without all the crazy trimmings and costumes, that Tropical Heat Wave is coming back in May.
Paul, you've always been an innovator, and I know that you have many encore chapters you're doing. I know that you are doing, again, performing with your new band.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on your bucket list? Because I think there's a lot of buckets on your bucket list.
Well, you know, I've always been this guy with, I have, you know, too many feet planted in too many things, but always for fun. We're having a great time with this four-piece band that we're doing, two couples that we created during the pandemic, and it's four-part harmony and guitar and piano, and we'll be doing that at a couple of these appearances around this book. We just did Free Fall with that group. And I love
sold out.
That. Yeah, I love performing. I love writing. I've got a new book that's 96,000 words, and it'll be done. I'm probably going to launch it in 2025 because I don't want to take away from the relaunch of the Ybor book, but it should be ready to go, and we're shopping that to hopefully a national publisher, because I think it's going to be a good, strong national book.
I think so, and I think that there's a definite movie out of Cigar City. And then, of course, you're doing your monthly radio theater studio at 620, Monday, April 15th, correct?
Yeah, I play the piano there and do a featured song every time. And sometimes I'm in the cast, but it's a great – radio theater is great fun. We've been doing it now for almost over 10 years, and that's another thing that has to be going. I just – but really the writing and – you know, we're raising $10 million for the Palladium to renovate that theater. And so right now I've got my hands full. I'd like to retire and sit on the beach, but I got a few things to do for the next 2 years.
Well, I want to thank Paul Wilburn from Cigar City, Florida Hustle, musician, singer, writer, Palladium. Of course, you know, Palladium is, it's just amazing what's going on. There's an upcoming performance by Radio St. Pete's volunteer Anne-Marie Butts-Smith. American Song Booth, very excited. And you can find all of Paul's upcoming book events on our blog, RadioSt.Pete.com. Just click on that or click on the social media. It's pinned to the top. Paul, anything you want to leave our readers, our listeners with this day?
No, it's, we're having fun. I'm doing a blog now at my website, which is WilbornWrites.com. And there's a new blog going up about every week or so. Just about lots of things, sometimes about books, sometimes just my own crazy thoughts. So feel free to check that out.
We will do that, Paul Wilburn, WilburnWrites.com, and we'll be posting that as well. And Paul, thank you for being here. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you.